Reforming America's Marijuana Prohibition Laws takes education, lobbying, and voting. From Washington, D.C. to your state capitol to your city hall, marijuana law reform involves all levels of civic life. Learn how you can make your impact with elected officials as we take a look at our government at work. Today in Government at Work, I want to take a look at Proposition 64 in California, also known as the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. And there was a story came out in the Orange County Register, also reprinted in the San Jose Mercury News, that asks the question, what happens to medical marijuana if recreational use becomes legal in California? Now, let's recall all the way back to 1996 when California passed the Compassionate Use Act. I've been told by Chris Conrad, who was there back in the day, along with Dennis Perrone and Brownie Mary and Jack Herer, when they were putting together the Compassionate Use Act. And a lot of people don't know this, but Jack Herer was against Prop 215 when it was first announced. He was against medical marijuana. And the reason he was against it is that he worried that legalizing marijuana just for one select group of people would lead them to want to protect their own particular use. It's something that I've crystallized in a label I call I Got's Mine Syndrome. And that's what we've seen happen. Jack was absolutely prescient on this. We saw it in 2010 as the entrenched medical marijuana industry, growers and patients rebelled against legalization and helped to defeat Prop 19. Now, we're in better shape this time because the polls are showing about 60% support in California for Prop 64. But as this story tells us, there's still a lot of fear out there among the patient community, and I think it's something that we need to work to address. The story starts with a woman named Alexandra Rice. She's a lupus and depression patient, uses medical marijuana, and she's 21, and here's her quote. Now, first of all, let's take the fact that she's 21 means that she's never not known marijuana to be medical. If she is 21 years old, then she was born in 1995. Right? So she does not remember California not having medical marijuana. She has never had to live with the fear that she was going to be arrested and have her life turned upside down for her use of marijuana. She has been protected all her life from arrest and incarceration for her use of medical marijuana. So let's just understand her perspective before we, you know, get too upset at her or demonize or anything. This is her perspective. It's a valid perspective for millennials in California. They see, if they're a patient, they see things are pretty good. Hey, you pay your $40-$50 to a doc in the box, you get your recommendation letter, you go shop at your dispensaries, you grow your plants, things are cool. Why mess that up? But here's a part of her quote in this story that really bothered me. Here's her quote. If it is legalized, more people who don't respect it and just want to get high are going to take advantage of that, and people who genuinely need it as medicine will be misplaced and thrown to the side. End quote. Well, wait a minute. You can't have it both ways, patients. I hear from so many patient advocates that say, well, all use is medical. All use is medical. Even the people who are getting high are really doing it for medical purposes. Well, if that's the case, if you really believe all use is medical, then there is no separation between the people who don't respect it and just want to get high versus the people who genuinely need it as medicine. As far as you believe, we all genuinely need it as medicine, don't we? Yeah, it seems awfully convenient to me sometimes how when it suits them, all use is medical and we're all the same and we're all in this together. But when we want to have our rights to not be arrested, when we want to be able to go into shop at pot shops, oh, suddenly there's a distinction now. Suddenly there's a separation between the patients and us criminals, right? So that really bothered me. People who genuinely need his medicine will be misplaced and thrown to the side. People who don't respect it and just want to get high are going to take advantage. Look,
in California right now. If you don't respect it and just want to get high, you can go to the dock in the box. You can lie about your anxiety and go shop at the dispensaries now. How is it going to change the economics of the market any than what you've got now? Robert Taft, who's a longtime medical marijuana advocate, owns a dispensary in Santa Ana, says, quote, "I'm completely on the fence about it," end quote. They fear that the proposition will impose stricter regulations that would affect where they could consume marijuana and how much marijuana they can grow. Despite the fact that you're still permitted, medical patients will still be able to smoke medical marijuana any place tobacco smoking is allowed, while us recreational consumers would be busted. I think it's a $250 fine for smoking any place tobacco is non-smoking places, I should say. Recreational consumers limited to 6 plants, but the medical consumers, medical patients like Alexander Rice, would still be allowed to cultivate up to 100 square feet of plants. This actually broadens the rights for medical marijuana patients in that it protects their parental rights from being changed or interrupted due to their use of cannabis. We don't get that protection for the recreational users, mind you, just for the medical ones. But to tell you the truth, the real thing that they're upset about is the idea that it's going to be taxed. And in the initiative, there is going to be a 15% tax or 15% sales tax. And then at the cultivation site, $9.25 an ounce for flower. And those taxes will still be charged to patients. The only tax patients get to get out of is California sales tax. And so this is what's got them concerned, because a lot of these patients have to use a whole lot of medicine and they're afraid that their prices are going to go way up because of this tax. But you know, I've been checking the California dispensary prices. You know, you can find these online. And I consistently find cheaper prices for marijuana in Washington state, where marijuana is legal and taxed at 37%, than I find in the current California dispensaries now. So this idea that legalization is going to drastically raise the prices because of these taxes being added on doesn't seem to me to be a legitimate concern. Maybe in the short term, maybe when they first roll this out, like they did in Washington, they first rolled it out, the prices were too high, you know, $35, $30 a gram, that kind of stuff. But I sincerely believe with the size, the scale of the California grow industry let loose as a legal industry is going to crash the price of marijuana in California so greatly that even when you add a 15% sales tax and a $9.25 per ounce excise tax, marijuana is going to be cheaper legal than it currently is medical. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You come talk to me in 2 years. Well, let's mark down the prices of California marijuana right now and then come back in 2 years after the legal market's been kicking it for a while. This is going to be a huge benefit for patients. Your medicine is going to become more accessible, more plentiful, more affordable under legalization. This idea that patients will be pushed off to the side. Look, as we move into legalization, why you use marijuana will not determine what kind of customer you are. How much marijuana you use and how often will determine what kind of customer you are. You'll just be a high volume customer. It doesn't matter whether you're sick or whether you just like to smoke pot and get high all the time. You'll be treated as a high volume customer. Legalization always beats prohibition. Vote yes on Prop 64 in California. When we return, ganja and the gridiron, a look at the NFL and medical marijuana.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.